Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday. We're live at Tennessee Brew Works, hanging out today, and excited to bring in our next guest, someone that was always fun to talk to when he was here with the Titans, and of course played for the Chiefs before that, and Ole Miss. Dexter McCluster, former NFL running back, joins us on the program. Dexter, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you feeling?
We're good. I know you got to always have a little nostalgia and be excited about a Chiefs-Titans matchup that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. Everybody's been coming to me like, who you rooting for? Who you pulling for? I say, hold on, man. I'm just going to see a good game.
That's a fair one. The Chiefs are in a tough spot, though, with Patrick going down for the year, and they're going to miss the playoffs for the first time in over a decade since that run. So, you know, unfortunately, you've been in those situations where you've been on teams that have been out of it this time of year. What do you guys talk about in the locker room and what you're looking for from both the Titans side and the Chiefs side when it comes to just competing and finishing the year strong?
Yeah. With the Chiefs, man, having a guy like Patrick down, that's very unfortunate. You know, that's that foundation, that's the leader, and that's a guy that can make, that can change a game, you know, at any moment. But, you know, being in the NFL and being on the other side of things as far as not making it to the playoffs, and we still have a season to play, it just goes down to the point to where you got to understand and know that at the end of the day, you're a professional, this is your job, and you have to go out there and finish strong no matter what. You know, you just don't want to go out there with a lackadaisical mindset saying, okay, this is get home, I'm ready to go, we don't have anything to play for, because at the end of the day, it's about character and it's about building that foundation and getting that confidence going into the off season and hoping for a better season that following year.
Dexter McCluster is here with us on the program. I don't know how much you've gotten to really see of Cam Ward this year, but if you've watched some of him, what have kind of been your thoughts to this point?
Yeah, you know, I pretty much go to every home game, me being a Tennessean now for about 10 years, so I'm always at the games. And what I did see, I see a guy that he's definitely a competitor. He's not a me guy. He's always been a we guy, you know. I think he has a lot of upside. You know, he's a competitor and he wants to win. It's just trying to figure out the different pieces that can help him, you know, continue to develop and show what he can do on a long-term basis. So I just think he needs a little more time under his belt with some guys and some new additions. And I think we're going to see some good things out of him.
You know, Dexter, you were a rookie one time. I got to think, it's overwhelming. You go to a new city, new teammates, new everything, all the pressure. You're the number one pick. You're the quarterback. Yeah. You're the savior of the franchise. I mean, there's a lot off the field that he's got to put up with, I think.
Yes, you said a whole mouthful and a whole mouthful of the truth. You know, especially being the number one pick, you're coming to a city like Nashville that freaking took off, that's blowing up. You know, everybody's moving to Tennessee. So you have a lot of expectations put on you early. But as competitors, you know, we have to welcome that. You know, it's the lane we're in. It's our job to go out there and figure things out. You know, so with that added pressure, it's all about just that supporting cast. You know, the coaches, you know, somebody getting with them and, you know, the veterans, so to speak. The veterans got to come in and kind of help him navigate through the process and let them know that, hey, it's not going to be perfect. But if you keep working, if you don't give in, if you just roll with what comes to you, everything else will kind of fall into place, you know. So it's always tough coming into a situation like that, but I think that he welcomed it.
Yeah, sure. Dexter McCluster's on the Chase and Big Joe show. You wasted no time in Kansas City to become beloved by fans. Your first touchdown was a punt return.
Yes, it sure was. That was September 13, 2010. I'll never forget it. Monday Night Football. Yes, sir.
What was that like? Because I've always heard, look, I've been to games at Arrowhead, and it's so loud there. What was that like for you when you knew you were going to score?
Well, first and foremost, coming out of that tunnel, I've been drafted and everything, went through the training camps and all of that, the ins and outs. And coming out of the tunnel before the game, Monday Night Football, and just to see that crowd, that's when I knew it was real. We get to the sideline. We had Javier Arenas. He was our punt returner. And, of course, I practiced it during the practices. You know, I was backing him up and things. And I just saw our head coach, Todd Pioli, lean over to our special teams coach and say, hey, I want to see McCluster return one. I didn't hear him, but I read his lips. And at that point, all of my nerves kicked in. I said, you know what? Hey, Dex, when you get out there, just catch the ball. I don't care what you do, just catch the ball. And I went out there. I think it was drizzling a little bit, raining. I got my visor taken off right before I got out there. Boom, they punt the ball. I'm looking up. I don't think I blinked at all. You know, like the water's hitting my eyes. But I caught the ball. And once I caught it, it's like I went into autopilot. My body just reacted. And, you know, once I seen Andy Studebaker leading the way to the end zone, that's when I knew it was real. And at that moment, I was running as fast as I could, but it felt like the end zone was running from me. So I was just trying to get there. It was wild.
What was it like playing with Mike Vrabel that one year in Kansas City?
And I was just talking to one of my clients, you know, my athletic trainer and our sports performance. So I was talking to him, and I was telling him, I got a chance to play with Mike Vrabel. And I got a chance to see a guy that was definitely a pro. He approached the game like no other as far as just taking care of his body, the attention to detail, being that veteran to where you see the young guys, you see that talent and having that encouragement. And I think that's why he had so much success and is having so much success in the NFL as far as coaching, because he's a guy that has been there, that has done it at a high level, and that still loves the game and is not afraid to jump in there with those guys and put some pads on and get pushed around a little bit. So when you got a guy with that type of energy and that type of love for the game, you have no choice but to kind of love it, receive it, and do what you got to do to make sure that everything goes the way it needs to.
Dexter McCluster is with us here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. You experienced this a couple times in your career in Kansas City and in Tennessee, where there was a coaching change mid-season. Todd Haley's let go in Kansas City. Romeo Crennel takes over.
Yep.
And obviously, Ken Whisenhunt is let go here, and Mike Mularkey takes over.
Yeah.
What was that like, and what are some of these guys going through with the Titans now that, you know, Callahan's let go earlier in the season, and Mike McCoy, who I believe you played for briefly in San Diego, takes over?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It's different. But I think, you know, you learn fast in the NFL that, hey, it's the next man up. You know, that's all we're drilled in. Hey, it's what have you done for me lately? It's, you know, every single day is a job interview for the players. And I guess the same thing for the coaches, you know, and having a coaching change mid-year, you really don't have time to dwell on it so much. Yeah, you talk about it in the locker room a little bit with the guys. But you have to make sure that you're still able to do your job and make sure that you have some type of value on that field to make sure that your job is not, you know, in jeopardy. So it's definitely unfortunate, but I think the guys can attest, you know, you hate it, but you got to keep moving forward, you know, no matter what it looks like.
You know, from the outside, when Mularkey took over, there was this definite sense that you could feel the change. Like
my guy. You're 100% right.
Yeah. So that answers my question. You guys felt that too when he took over as the head coach.
Yeah, 100%. You know, he's the guy. Like he was with the tight end. And he used to always see me practice, and I prided myself on practicing hard as I can. So when the game comes, it's muscle memory. And one thing that he did do when he became the interim head coach, he made me a captain right away. And he pulled me in his office and said, hey, I'm going to give you the captain because I see how you work. I've been seeing this, you know, week in and week out at practice. And that was pretty awesome for me to know that, hey, man, the hard work doesn't go in vain. And, you know, with that coaching change and with him going, he just brought some energy, a new life. And he brought a little edge back to what we needed.
Very good. Dexter McCluster is with us. Dexter, talking NFL is great, but let's talk about your Ole Miss Rebels in the college football playoffs, Saturday taking on Tulane. First of all, thoughts on Lane Kiffin. I know how special Ole Miss is to you, and I've read some other Ole Miss players like, you know what, if you don't want to be there, just go away. We want people who want to be there. I'm sure that 48, 72 hours has a very successful and popular ex-football player in Mississippi. There was like, all right, what's going on? What were your thoughts during all that time?
Yeah, it was like, wow, this is pretty bad timing. You know, knowing that the season that we're having and just the trajectory that Ole Miss has been going, you know, these past few years. And, you know, with that, you know, I don't know if it was because of the game I had versus Tennessee when I was at Ole Miss and he was the head coach of Tennessee and I had one of the biggest games of my career.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Really yeah, when I went to Ole Miss, we never really talked. It was almost like an avoidance a little bit, you know, of that. But I always just wanted to say, hey, man, you're doing a great job at what you're doing. You know, But at the end of the day, Ole Miss is who took the first shot, gave me the first opportunity. So, like the guy said, if you don't want to be there, go ahead and get out of the way, because we got a support cast that can get this thing rolling, and we're going to continue this thing with or without you.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's funny. My roommate in junior college played football at Ole Miss, a guy named Randy Baldwin, beloved by Ole Miss fans, and just talked about how special it is at Ole Miss. You got to experience, he's told me all the stories, but you got to experience that after, when you go back, just how beloved you are, players are, and how special it is. And Saturday, Dexter, you're hosting a playoff game on campus. I mean, what a wonderful time to be an Ole Miss Rebel.
Yeah, 100%. And guess what? I will be in the building. I'll get down there Saturday morning to watch that game. And it's just exciting. You know, life after the game, it shows that when you take the time, and whether it's after the game to sign 100 autographs for the kids, or whether it take a moment to take a picture, whatever, they give you that love back, and it never goes away. So that's one thing that I love Ole Miss and the community for, is because if you're an Ole Miss guy or gal, you're an Ole Miss guy or gal for life, and that's one thing. The support is always going to be there. I'm looking forward to jumping up and down and getting this victory on Saturday.
I love it. What are you doing now? I know you said I pulled you away from one of your speed classes. What are you doing now?
Yeah, so I've been, for the past 5 years, I've been running McCluster Fit. I train all athletes, all sports, starting at age 3 all the way to the NFL Combine. I've trained running backs for the NFL Combine with Boost Performance early on, back in 2019, 18-ish, whatever. But I'm everywhere, man. I train boxing. I train dancers for spatial awareness. So I'm just the guy that I was on the field, that Swiss Army knife. And if there's work to be done, I am there. So I'm enjoying that.
Love it, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have memories of you running over Tennessee back in 2009 that day. I think you had 282 that day.
Yeah, 282, 300 and something all-purpose, 4 touchdowns. it's still running.
I love that. That's so awesome.
Would you have been at Ole Miss in 2008?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Then I saw you play. I'm going to be honest with you. The Grove got me that day, so I don't remember too much of it.
it gets the best of all of us. I know that more so now that I'm on the other side.
Yeah.
And I've just got my first 2 tailgating events this year in the Grove. And yeah, I feel your pain, big dog, but it was fun.
It was something. You are a man of the people, though, because I ran into you last year at an Ole Miss Vanderbilt basketball game.
Yep.
I go to a Preds game. Hit Broadway that night, and you're at Rippy's hanging out. So you are a man of the people, Dex.
I'm telling you, hey, listen, if you want to find me, I'm not hard to find.
I love it. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's good to catch up with you, and we'll do it again soon.
Most definitely. I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Dexter McCluster joining us on the program, former Ole Miss Rebel, Titan, Chief, and a San Diego Charger, which I forgot about, played for Mike McCoy for about 6 games.
Right. So. I think it's great. I think I know Alabama fans who are traveling to Norman, Oklahoma for Friday night, and he's going down this weekend. So college football back front and center this weekend. And Saturday is good. I mean, Friday night, get the one game of Alabama, Oklahoma, and then Saturday, A&M in Miami, and then Tulane at Ole Miss, and the Oregon and James Madison. I mean, it's going to be a fun day, sit around and watch a little football on Saturday.
I want to ask you and the listeners if you have the same or have had the same feeling that I've had about this, and I'll explain that a little bit more coming up next. It's Chase and Big Joe. We're live at Tennessee Brew Works here on 102.5 The Game.